Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, you're listening to WGN Radio. That was the silky tones, of course, of Dave Plyer. And I am Elliot Bamber from the unsilkiness of Chicago's best, if that's even a thing.
Sure.
So, Dave, we were talking to Kevin Matthews, and he, of course, mentioned the Bears from 85. He talked about Michael Jordan in the 90s.
True.
This is a sport town. Everyone's aware of the Hawks dynasty with Taves and Kane. There is a side that I feel very attached to because of my country of origin.
Mm-hmm. Where
and,
are you from?
I'm from the South Side. I'm from Bridgeport.
Okay.
But yeah, there's a sport that's very near and dear to my heart, and I don't think it gets enough press, enough coverage here in Chicago, despite the passion of the fans here. Would you know that the MLS starts tomorrow, Dave Plyer? Would you know that?
I do.
You do know that?
Because you texted me yesterday.
Oh, shut up. But anyway, I have someone on the line right now who's very kindly agreed to come and talk to us. There's no one better to talk about the Fire than the captain himself. He's represented the men's national side 13 times. He's played for FC Dallas, for DC United, for New York Red Bulls. Currently in midfield for the Chicago Fire, the Ginger Ninja himself, Dax McCarty, my friend. Are you there?
I am. Thank you for that wonderful introduction.
That was a big one.
Dude, I'm going to give you the biggest shout-out in the world. You know that. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, man. Doing great. Just finished up our last training session out here in L.A. right before the season starts. Everyone's itching to get going.
So, Dave Plyer, who I'm on with tonight, is admittedly not the biggest soccer fan in the world. I'm trying my best to use... Don't you say a word, Dave. What are you going to say? What are you going to say?
I was going to say my kids have been playing soccer all through grammar school and high school, so I'm a fan of the game. I haven't connected... My son now and I watch together, but
right.
I don't follow it as much as I should.
That's true. Okay.
But we need to do that. We need to kind of get the word out there,
right? And that's why I was going to... You know, I mean, I don't think there's anyone better to talk to about that than Dax. So, Dax, for someone... Let's talk to the broader term. To some of the people who may not have seen the Chicago Fire play before or aren't necessarily aware too much of the MLS, how would you say the experience of going to a game at Toyota Park is for someone who's never been there before?
Well, I'd say if you came to a game in 2017, A plus. If you came to a game last year in 2018, probably more of a C.
Right.
I think that, you know, taking the full experience into account, you know, not just performance on the field, but overall fan experience, overall experience for friends, for family. You know, let's ignore the fact that Bridgeview's, you know, a little bit outside of Chicago. I think it's a wonderful experience. You get the tailgate, you get a lot of like-minded people together, a lot of people that are passionate about the game, they're passionate about their sport. I think it's one of the better sporting experiences that you can go to in Chicago, which is actually saying a lot.
I agree.
You get a couple friends out there in the summer when the weather's nice. You have a couple beers. You get the sunglasses on, and you get us at the Fire playing some good soccer. You're going to have one of the better afternoons of the weekend. So I think we got to get Dave out to a couple more games this year.
Definitely. Let's. You brought up 2017's form was A+, and 2018 was. Let's not even talk about that. We got a lot of new guys on the side this year. We still have that core of Nico up top. We got you and Bastian in midfield. Kapelhoff's come back as well. But there's a bunch of new additions heading into the season tomorrow in LA. Have you got anyone that you'd like to share some information with, or who people should be looking out for this season in terms of who you're expecting to make some breakout performances?
Oh man, how much time you guys got?
I've got all the time in the world for you. We can turn this into the Dax McCarty half hour.
I wish I could, man. I got treatment coming up soon. You know I got to be right for tomorrow. But I could talk to you guys all day about the newcomers and some of the new additions to the squad. I think that our front office has done a great job in identifying places in the roster where we were maybe a little bit weak and needed a little bit more reinforcements. Identified places in the roster where we could get better and upgrade, and I think they've gone out and signed some really good players. And if I could single a couple guys out, I think Przemysław Frankowski is a guy who is going to help us a lot. And,
right.
and you know, Elliot, he's a winger. And as you know, when we were at our best, you know, 2 years ago in 2017, we had really dangerous wingers on both sides and guys that really worked hard on both sides of the ball, attacking, defending. We have a guy in Alexander Katai who played on our team last year who was incredible going forward attacking-wise. He provided us so many amazing moments when we were in the attacking third. Now we have a guy in Frankowski who's going to really balance the field out for us. He's got a ton of pace. He's going to bring back that speed element up top that I think we lost when we lost David Akam. And he's a guy that's going to keep defenses honest. I think last year we saw it was a little bit tougher for Nico to get space in the box. And I think Frankowski is going to be a guy who is a thorn in the side of all the teams that we play. And you guys are going to be really impressed with his work rate, his pace, you know, his ability to combine in the attacking third. He's young. He's only 22, 23 years old. He's a Polish international already. So he's a guy who I think is going to get fans out of their seats whenever he has the ball.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how he settles into Chicago, how he works with Katai and Nico as well. And I'm really interested to see how he fits in with all the rest of the team and, you know, Mihailovic and where all those guys are going to play together. With the season starting off tomorrow, what's the mood like inside the camp? You know, what's it like to open up on the road away from this dreary weather and being in L.A.?
Yeah, the mood is very optimistic. I think that we're all aware of, you know, how things have gone for us the past year, and we're all ready to move on and to move past that and to put it in the rearview mirror. We're all very optimistic. It was a great preseason. You know, we spent a lot of time together in Madrid, Spain, and in Charleston, South Carolina, fine-tuning the way that we want to play, tactical things that we want to do, and trying to, you know, have an identity that we want to get back to that's going to get us to be one of the best teams in the league. So, the excitement is palpable. Everyone's ready to go. You can only have so much preseason before you're itching and ready to get on the field. And I think you saw it in this last training session we had tonight. Guys are raring to go. Guys are smiling. The mood is vibrant. The attitudes are bright. And I think the optimism is very high going into the season. So now it's up to us as players to go on the field, execute the game plan, and start on the road against a good LA Galaxy team who obviously has some unbelievable players in their own right. They came and beat us on our home field last year, so we want to return the favor this year.
I'm sure Zlatan would appreciate that if you guys get a win on the road. Dax, thanks for joining us. Thanks for holding on the line. I know a bunch of Chicago Fire fans, just like me, are listening right now, and they're optimistic, and they always love your honesty when talking about the team. I also love the fact that you never sugarcoat anything. You're very straightforward, and that's why another reason why I think a lot of people in Chicago have taken you to heart and really love you in the midfield there.
No, I appreciate it. You'll always get 100% honesty from me, and I think that's, it being, you know, being a guy that's played in some amazing sports towns like New York and now Chicago, you know, I enjoy the, you know, the honesty with which fans and media always, you know, approach you. And you know, always the standard is always, you know, very high in terms of the things that the fans and media expect on the field. And the players are no different. I expect a high level from us. I expect us to improve and be better this year. And that's accountability. Accountability is the main word this year. We're all going to be accountable for the results on the field, and it's up to us to make sure that we're a better team, and we prove that on the field, and we make a real big push for the playoffs and try to win some trophies this year.
So as Elliot said in the beginning of the conversation, I want to open this up to people that maybe haven't gone to a game. My wife just said, why haven't we gone to a Chicago Fire game?
Because you're terrible people, Dax.
Terrible people. Dax, good luck tomorrow.
Oh, Dax, quickly, just before you go.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Where do people go if they want to find out about the Fire and if they want to get themselves some tickets to come see a game?
ChicagoFire.com, man. That's where
good.
You go. I think there might be a... I think not the TV show, guys. Not the TV show. I think
no,
there's
no,
a dash
no.
in between
yeah.
Chicago
could be a
and Fire,
yeah.
okay?
Yeah, right.
Right. I think it's Chicago,
right.
Chicago-Fire.com is where they need to go to.
And you know, it is 2019, as we all are aware, and social media is king, so... You know, if you want to go to my social media, you'll have plenty of Chicago Fire content, and obviously, you know, we'll try to provide guys with guys and gals with behind the scenes footage of us this year.
Awesome.
Chicago
cool.
Fire Instagram, Twitter, all social media. You know how it is, 2019. This is what it's all about. Content.
Thanks so much, Dax. Really appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow. Get some rest. Get that thigh massage going, and and we look forward to a good result.
Much appreciated, guys. Elliot, I'm looking forward to you taking me to some good spots to eat in the coming weeks. So maybe a Logan Square favorite.
Hey, it's based on this performance tomorrow from you. You put in a performance, I'll take you somewhere nice.
You got to earn it, I guess. All right.
We win. Dinner's on you.
We win, I'll wear a dress and take you out to dinner.
Wow.
Just don't tell our wives.
I don't want to see that.
More motivation.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Take care, Dex. All right. That's awesome, man.
See, I got my text going off. My son, my daughter, and mother asking me why we haven't gone to a game.
I tell you what. You know what? Yeah. Bridgeview, like Dex says, it may not be downtown Chicago, but it's a great stadium. It's a new stadium. The atmosphere's fun when they're playing well. You know, soccer's more akin to hockey. It's fast-paced. Sure. You can't take your eye off the action. It's a lot of fun to watch. And those guys are so accessible. Yeah. They appreciate it. We've got a World Cup winner in Bastian Schweinsteiger. I could talk forever. Michael, don't you tell. If you guys aren't watching.
That's Matt.
I hate Matt. I like Michael, though. If you guys aren't watching live, then Michael's like, can you guys wrap it up?
Yeah, he's done. He's getting angry. He's getting red in the face.
I'm leaving.
All right, so you should. You're taking it. he's leaving. He walked out of the studio. All right, so we're going to talk to Paul Schaefer after the news. Musician Paul Schaefer. Great stories on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We'll do that in a little bit. Here, everyone's